The 2013 All Nations Cup starts tomorrow. It's Seattle's own miniature version of the World Cup. Mexico is the reigning champion. This year, 24 teams from all over the world will face off at Shoreline Stadium over the next two weekends. Jessica Partnow has the story.
Evan, rápido, vamos a sortear tu grupo ahorita, hombre.
Sam Hassan is the director of the All Nations Cup soccer tournament. He's yelling at the coach for Guatemala to hurry up. They're about to choose which teams get a number two seed this year.
And it's between you, Romania, and Italy.
This tournament works like the World Cup. People play on teams for their countries. Right now, the coaches are pulling ping pong balls out of a plastic baseball hat. And that's going to decide who plays who when the tournament starts.
Don't say anything until everybody gets their ball. Yeah, don't look at it.
This year, there are 19 countries represented. Countries like Mexico, Moldova, Iran, England, and Japan. Over the years, the All Nations Cup has hosted some controversial teams. Kurdistan is an area in eastern Turkey and parts of Iran, Iraq, and Syria.
When I brought Kurdistan as a team of the tournament, I got emails from Turkey. Lots of them. Very threatening. They're terrorists. How can you let a bunch of terrorists participate? They're not a country. They're not a nation. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. They have their own religion. They have their own culture, their own language. They're a nation. They just don't have a country.
Last year, Palestine entered the tournament for the first time.
It was our first experience getting used to the tournament. The atmosphere was amazing. We really felt that we want to be there.
This is Mohammed Kadoura, one of the players for Palestine. His team lost in the first round last year, but that hasn't hurt Mohammed's enthusiasm. He's wearing a Team Palestine 2013 t-shirt that the team is selling to raise money. And he has high hopes for this year.
This year we've done a better job since we started earlier, and we were able to get younger, better players than last year and try to put on a much more cohesive team for this tournament.
Palestine will play against England, Romania, and Colombia in the first round. But Sam says it's not really about soccer.
We're not a soccer tournament. We are the most important and biggest and most dynamic and diverse ethnic event of the whole Northwest. There is nothing that can compare with what we do. We have more than 30 languages spoken.
30 languages, 24 teams, 19 countries. And on August 4th, a new champion for the All Nations Cup. For KOW, I'm Jessica Partnow.